Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Dallas County Auditor Julia Helm. First of all, Julia, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
So I have a lot of things that I want to ask you about, most specifically involving the upcoming primary election. And I wanted to start by discussing the early voting, because you are still doing early voting, but you're kind of doing it special, correct?
Right. To protect the voters and our staff members, we are trying to limit interaction. So we are absolutely doing curbside voting. What you do is you come to our office or you call ahead and give us some security questions we ask you. We get your materials ready and we bring out your ballot and your affidavit envelope out to your car. You vote, you sign the paperwork, and we only have one interaction with the staff and the voters, all from the safety of your car.
All right. Have people been using that since you introduced it?
Yeah, we have had just a few people as we go every day, but I think we'll have more as it gets closer. And we just want voters to think through their plans and just call ahead, and it's not even by appointment. They just need to call a number and we'll help them get voted.
All right. Now, another method of early voting is absentee voting, and that's been a real push with the Secretary of State's office and everything like that. So talk a little bit about your involvement with absentee voting and how people can do it.
Right. Absentee voting. Secretary Pate sent out your voter absentee ballot request form. All you need to do is fill that out. There has been some concerns about their personal information. We've just suggested voters tape that closed or put it in an envelope and mail it to our office to keep their private information unexposed. And then we will process their absentee ballot request and send them a ballot out. We've sent out over 10,100 absentee ballots, which is a record for a primary. And we have gotten back in about 25% of those ballots, which is great. It's a great start. They have until May 22nd for us to send out ballots. So we need to receive your request by May 22nd. And then after that, it will all be curbside voting.
All right. So regarding election day itself, you're going to be operating a little bit different than you had initially planned, correct?
Yes. Due to being careful about having our precinct election officials trying to protect them and their different age groups we have as common workers, we, as in almost every county in the state, will be doing regional temporary polling locations. And so you will stay in your region. You won't have to travel, you know, from Dawson to West Des Moines. And for your area, we will be having all three Perry precincts, Beaver Des Moines Townships, Spring Valley Dallas Townships, will all be going to the Perry Elementary School. And that's a little different. We are looking for a larger location so we could social distance the voters at the precincts. And normally, you know, we're at the Macquarie Center, but it is under construction right now. So the school district was nice enough to let us use the Perry Elementary School there, 1600 8th Street in Perry.
All right. And you mentioned the precinct workers. You actually had to get a little creative with those workers and recruit people from elsewhere in the county, correct?
Right. And we have to have a minimum amount of workers to open a precinct. It's three. I am really trying to get four. So it's still going to be a skeleton crew at the precincts. We will be having 6-foot separation while you're waiting in line. We will have hand sanitizer for voters. You will have your individual pen. Each voter will have their own pen to use, and they'll be able to drop it off as they walk out the precinct and get another squirt of hand sanitizer to try to keep as clean and all the CDC guidelines that we are getting, we're trying to utilize. And my poll workers will have some PPE, hand sanitizer, gloves to help protect them also.
All right, good to know. Now, this is obviously all for the primary election. The general election is a much different animal, I'm sure, but do you feel like you're learning a lot about how the general election might be run if the concerns are still there in November?
Well, we're going to be evaluating everything that we're doing in the primary to see what worked best. As you know, Dallas County has a high absentee ballot voting at any election, and we had already anticipated 20,000 absentee ballots in the fall, but we're going to assume it is going to be higher as people decide they're going to stay home. But I will need to recruit more workers because we cannot I don't think, handled the large volume of voter turnout in November with 8 precincts. So that's my concern over the summer, would be to try to make precinct election workers feel comfortable. We will continue to work on that in the summer and hope for the best, but plan for everything we can do to help voters feel safe and secure.
Absolutely. Just a few more questions I have here for you. You applied for a grant through Vote Safe Iowa that was approved by the Board of Supervisors at the most recent meeting. Talk a little bit about that grant and what it will be going towards.
The grant is through the Iowa Secretary of State. It's the Vote Safe Iowa Initiative, and specifically we are going to use those dollars. We have not received it yet. I have applied for it to help pay for all the PPE we've had to order. We've had to order extra polling supplies, different kinds of polling supplies to help deal with this. Also, we are offering all of our polling locations some dollars to disinfect their location after the election's over, too, to help protect them so they don't have extra costs on their end. If we get the grant, we can use all those dollars for any of those types of purchases. I have confidence that we will receive a grant, and whatever dollars we don't use for the primary, we'll be able to apply them for the same categories for the general election.
All right. Now, you mentioned some of the important dates already, but just run through them again. What are some of the important deadlines that people should keep in mind as far as this primary election is concerned?
Sure. If you would like to vote by mail, we need to receive your absentee ballot request in our office on May 22nd. May 22nd is also the voter registration deadline. If you're not registered in Dallas County, you need to do that by the 22nd. And if you don't, it's fine. That becomes an election day registration. And remember, you have to bring a photo ID and proof of residency in your precinct, which could be your bank statement or a water bill. Other dates that you need to remember is if you did get your ballot by mail, you need to have it postmarked by June 1st, and it needs to be in our office here in Adel by June 8th at noon.
All right. Well, Dallas County Auditor Julia Helm, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
We're all in this together, and if we can all just be patient through this process as we're all trying to figure it out, I think we'll come out on the other side feeling really good about how the election went.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Julia Helm. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.